We are reading from Talmud Esra Sefirot, the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 4, Chapter 6, page 246 in Hebrew, item 2, the words of Dari. You can send us your questions to Kabda.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Item 2, the words of Dari. And then inner light, item 5. In Hitpashtut Aleph, the first expansion, the Or Zach, the pure light, which is Or Yashar, and the Or Av, which is Or Chozer, were mixed in one another. However, in the Histalkut, the departure to the Shorish, to the root, the Or Av remained below, as it could not ascend, and its Avyut increased, and it became a Kli. The thing is that the Bechinat Kelim was certainly in potential, though it was not actually inside the Or. That is because it was in the Bechinat more Av and coarse Or, though it was well connected with the essence. Consequently, its Bechina remained concealed. It is so because when the Or came out through the Peh, it all came out mixed together. When they returned to ascend and be completed, then certainly through the exit of the Or outside the Peh, that Or of the Bechinat Kelim, which is more Av, coarser, now acquired more Avyut, greater coarseness. Thus, it too cannot return to its origin as in the beginning, and the Or Zach expanded from it and rose to its source. In that state, further Avyut was added in the above Or Av to its Avyut. It was completed and the Bechinat Kli remained. Again, item 2. Item 2, the words of Dari. In Itpashtut Aleph, the first expansion, the Or Zach, the pure light, which is Or Yashar, direct light, and the Or Av, coarser light, which is Or Chozer, reflected light, were mixed in one another. However, in the Histalkut, departure to the Shoresh, root, the Or Av remained below, as it could not ascend, and its Avyut increased and became a Kli. The thing is that the Bechinat Kelim was certainly in potential, though it was not actually inside the Or. That is because it was in Bechinat Mor Av and coarse Or, though it was well connected with the essence. Consequently, its Bechina remained concealed. It is so because when the Or came out through the Peh, it all came out mixed together. When they returned to ascend and be completed, then, certainly, through the exit of the Or outside the Peh, that Or of Bechinat Kelim, which is more Av, coarser, now acquired more Avyut. Thus, it too cannot return to its origin as in the beginning, and the Or Zach, the pure light, expanded from it and rose to its source. In that state, further Avyut was added in the above Or Av to its Avyut. It was completed and the Bechinat Kli remained.
So what's he saying? In the cascading from above to below, after the Zvug Da'akav Beberosh, then the Or Yashar and Or Chozer clothe in each other, enter the Kli, and then when they exit in the Izdakichut, in the exiting of the light, the light that is Zach, that fulfills the Kli, departs it, and the Ab light remains there, and since it separates from the direct, from the Or Yashar, the Zach light, it gets an additional Avyut, and it becomes a Kli for the next Pratzuf. Go ahead.
Item 5, inner light, relates to the words connected to the essence well, and therefore its Bechina remains concealed. Because the Or Chozer in the Rosh is connected with the essence of Or Yashar, and is as Zach, pure as it is, without any change whatsoever. Even though it is Or Histalkut, departure, which is Bechinat Din, it is still not manifested, but only to the vessels of reception. However, in the Rosh, where there is not at all regarded as din, moreover, it is regarded as the very source of rachamim, for it extends and connects the ten sefirot d'or yashar and brings them from above downward into the guf. Thus, it is connected to the essence of the Or Yashar, as there is nothing to tell them apart. Again, because Or Chozer in the Rosh is connected with the essence of Or Yashar, and it is Zach as it is without any change whatsoever, even though it is Or Histalkut, light of departure, which is Bechinat Din, it is still not manifested, but only to the vessels of reception. However, in the Rosh, where there is no hitlapshut whatsoever, it is not at all regarded as din. Moreover, it is regarded as the very source of rachamim, for it extends and connects the ten sefirot de Or Yashar, and brings them from above downward into the guf. Thus, it is connected to the essence of the Or Yashar, as there is nothing to tell them apart. Item 6, Inner Light, explains the words, when they return to ascend and be completed, the light through the pay outside, everything came out mixed together, small item 6, inner light. It means that even afterwards, when the Or Chozer exited the Rosh and expanded with the Or Yashar from above downward for hitlapshut, clothing, inside the guf, there is still no apparent difference between the Or Yashar and its clothing, Or Chozer, which is the Kli. Rather, they are seemingly mixed together. The reason for it is that the aviut, coarseness, that appears in the Or Chozer on its expansion from above downward has nothing of a lack and demerit. It is not at all darker than the Or Yashar that's clothed inside it, as the aviut is its entire merit and the height of its degree. Had it lost some of its aviut, it would have reduced the level of its awe. Hence, they are of equal importance and regarded as mixed together.
Because specifically because of its aviyut, it has the strength to receive the direct light and to put it into the kli. Because otherwise the tzimtzum is in the Rosh and it doesn't give... We need to understand, in Rosh there is a condition that you can receive only in order to bestow. Otherwise you can't. It's like a guard. And that same returning light, which has coarseness of yutit, here it becomes this guiding, this accompanying, this opening force, which opens the perception, the absorption of the direct light into the kli.
Item 7, inner light, explains, and when they return to ascend and be completed, it means that its aviut is regarded as demerit and lack, bechinat din contained in it while it is in the Rosh, is apparent, meaning what is regarded as Or Histalkut, departure light, and din. Until now it was not apparent because of the importance of Hamshacha, extension, and Halbasha, clothing, that the Or Chozer performs. However, now that the Or Yashar has left and expanded from it, the Bechinat Din in it appeared.
That the same aviyot, the same forces, the same desire that was before, that was positive, to take the direct light, the Or Yashar, to put it into the Kli, it now remains without these forces, and that's why the din is revealed. The Or Yashar has departed, and the Or Chozer discovers its aviyot.
Item 8, inner light, explains the words could not return to its source as in the beginning. In order to be contained in the Or Chozer of the Rosh, like the Or Yashar, The reason is that this is the Or Chozer that expanded and descended from above downward. It is in complete oppositeness to the Or Chozer de Rosh that stands there from below upward, meaning departs from Hitlapshut, clothing. For this reason, they are distanced from each other to the very ends, and it remains below.
His entire intention, his entire role is to receive in him the Or Yashar and to insert it into the Partzuf, and when the Or Yashar departs, then it remains alone. Yes.
Item 9, Inner Light, explains the words, and then a greater Avyut was added to this Or Av, meaning besides the Avyut containing it from the beginning of its creation, meaning its Or Histalkut, departure, and Din. Further Avyut has been added to it. It is so because it remained below without all. And this darkness is regarded as new Avyut, coarseness, that was not contained in it before it expanded from above, downward. Know that this new Avyut was named Achoraim, posterior.
Meaning, the Or Yashar that was clothed in the Or Chozer, in the reflected light, it took it, it put it into the Kli, and now this Or Yashar, the direct light, departed, and the reflected light gets an additional Aviyut, coarseness, from the additional light that was in it and now left, and this additional Aviyut is called the Kli, the vessel. Meaning, where do we have these vessels from? Yesterday, I was in a restaurant. I received. I enjoyed. Now, it's departed, it left me. Yes, it left flavors in me. I now feel myself coarser, more dependent, more tied. My vessels got this new formation because of the flavors. And therefore, I now am in a more scrutinized Kli. Instead of Galgalta, there is Ab. Instead of Absag, each time with greater Oviot, with greater scrutiny than what he receives. In the beginning, it was the abstract Or and Sof, and then we feel this light, in this light, more and more discernments. This is called that the expansion of the light and its departure makes the Kli worthy of its role. It builds the Kli. Go on.
Item 3, the words of Dari. Though the Or returned to its place in Itpashtut Bet, second expansion, over the Masach de Bechina Gimel, the Or Av was still not revoked from being a Bechinat Kli, because the Or Keter was missing in Itpashtut Bet, second expansion. If you say, when the Or Zach comes down to be clothed in the Kli, will the Kli return and purify as in the beginning and stop being Bechinat Kli? The answer to that is that not all 10 Sefirot that rose to their source returned. Indeed, only the lower 9 descended, and the uppermost, namely Keter, remained forever with the Matzil, Emanator. You know, you now find that it's Or Chochmah that returned to clothe in Kli de Keter. Likewise, all the other Sefirot, and the Kelim can now receive and diminished Or of what they had in the beginning. Again, though the Or returned to its place in Itpashtut Bet, second expansion, over the Masach de Bechina Gimel, the Or Av was still not revoked from being a Bechinat Kli, because the Or Keter was missing in Itpashtut Bet, second expansion. If you say, when the Or Zach comes down to be clothed in the Kli, will the Kli return and purify as in the beginning and stop being Bechinat Kli? The answer to that is that not all the 10 sefirot that rose to their source returned. Indeed, only the lower 9 descended, and the uppermost, namely Keter, remained forever with the Matzil, emanator. You now find that it is Or Chokhmah that returned to clothe in Kli de Keter. Likewise, all the other Sefirot, and the Kelim can now receive a diminished Or of what they had in the beginning. Item 10, Inner Light, explains the Kli will return and purify as in the beginning and be annulled from being a Bechinat Kli. Because once the Or Yashar expanded in it once more and was limited inside its Aviyut as in the beginning, the Aviyut then draws a greater Or. Thus, once more, there is no apparent demerit in the Aviyut, for the Or and the Kli are mixed together. Therefore, how did we later on come to note a difference between the Or and the Kli?
Yes, that's a question. Keep going.
Adam 20, Inner Light, explains the words, when the light of Chokhmah is the one who returned to clothe the Kli of Keter. It turns out that when each Sefirah lacks the fulfillment of the Hara, illumination that she deserves, for the Or Chokhmah does not fulfill the Kli de Keter, and Or Bina does not fulfill the Kli of Chokhmah, etc. Thus, each Kli is left with some Aviyut that does not clothe the Or. The measure of excessive Aviyut that's been acquired during Histalkut Aleph, the first departure, does not stop there. Hence, there is a great need for the Or in the Kli that is left apparent. Again, it turns out that when each Sefirah lacks the fulfillment of the Hara, illumination that she deserves,
meaning she's not fulfilled as she was before,
for the Or Chokhmah does not fulfill the Kli de Keter, and Or Bina does not fulfill the Kli of Chokhmah, etc. Thus, each Kli is left with some Aviyut that does not clothe the Or. The measure of excessive Aviyut that's been acquired during Histalkut Aleph, the first departure, does not stop there. Hence, there is a great need for the Or in the Kli that is left apparent.
Is that clear? What do you not understand? Yesterday, I was in a restaurant. I ate well, I got everything I wanted. Today, I come, and I get 20% less, both in flavor, in quantity, in everything. So my vessel remains empty. And it's very important. Those greatest lights, the most unique lights that I got yesterday, today, they're lacking. I have a desire, a deficiency, the difference between the fulfillments that I had before and the fulfillments that I have now, they beget new vessels. So I start discerning between the states. Yes?
Why are these new kelim? You have a deficiency for what you had yesterday.
Because before I felt Naran Chai. And now I feel what I have today in comparison to what I had yesterday. The deficiencies, the advantages, it's a new kli. Didn't exist before, it's a new desire. Why don't I have what I had yesterday?
But in what is it new? Yesterday you had something and now you want what you had yesterday. So why is it something new?
Yesterday I could have bestowed 100%. Today I can bestow 80%. So I have a lack.
And where the 20%, where did they go to?
I can't. The strength disappeared.
What happened that all of a sudden I can't? Why could I yesterday and now I lack?
the Masach was purified as a result of the Bitush or Pnimi, inner light and surrounding light. The surrounding light came in Partsuf of Gagalta, it made the Bitush and the Masach in Tabor, and it removes it, its strength. Why? Because I know that with respect to the surrounding light, which is the light of Ensof, it's the light of Gmar Tikkun, I can't receive it in order to bestow. So what's the benefit of receiving it now? I have no benefit, and that's why I'm purified. When I'm purified and I now receive in order to bestow, according to my strength, then other than that, what's revealed to me is to the extent I can, and I feel an addition, the freedom of the kli.
What makes it so that the tendency is not opposite? It makes sense that if I was able to do 10%, then tomorrow I will be able to do 15% and 20%. And before I could do 100%, and now it descends and descends.
From where will you get strength to do more? Why did you purify? The whole thing is the hizdakhut, bitush. What does the surrounding light say? You're not reaching the end of correction. You didn't do anything. What did you receive? We say 20%. There isn't even 1% there. That's a very thin line in comparison to Ein Sof. So what did you receive? What did you do? What did you want? You wanted to do something in order to bestow. There's nothing. That's why it purifies. It purifies from an argument, from its argument with the surrounding light. The surrounding light, the light of Gmar Tikkun. You reach Gmar Tikkun in such a way, no. So leave here. He feels this collision between opinions. So what have I done there? Where am I? And now, when he goes to receive, he's in Pederosh. Every state is in and of itself. Now when I'm in Pederosh, and I decide, I'm deciding what to do, because I have the opportunity to receive in order to bestow, to give contentment. To what extent? To whatever I can, as much as I can. So I go and I receive, and after I receive, I feel that it's even less than yesterday. It's less than before. This adds aviyut. Not that I received less, that I now identify, I now discover that it's less. Delve into these sensations, into these feelings, regardless of how correct they are or not. But it will give you internal feelings, what you do, how. It's a game. Yes?
You discover that the previous state is less, or
in comparison to the less, because the Rishimot in me are Dalad Gimel, meaning I compare myself to Dalad, and I have Gimel. I see that I bestow less upon the Creator with the greatest light, or Yechida is no longer existent. Yes?
And if you now have an additional aviyut and you have the ability to receive upon this additional aviyut, doesn't mean that you're greater than the previous state?
No.
Why?
Because the calculation isn't according to the coarseness, to the aviyut, but according to the extent I can bestow. I don't bestow in aviyut, I bestow by aviyut, but I do it as much I can as I can receive in order to bestow. Receiving in order to bestow is considered that I receive in vessels that aren't mine. It's like what we spoke about in the first lesson today. It already follows the tzimtzum, the restriction. It's after I go through that eye of the needle to the spiritual plane, to the spiritual area where I start working with the vessels of the Creator, not with my own will to receive in order to receive that I had, but with the desire which is in order to bestow. And then, in the vessels of the Creator that I begin to work with, that's where I start examining, I start checking, what can I fulfill them with? I feel the host, I filled it with Naran Chai, and now I fill him only with Naranch, and then with Naran. What is this? I want to fill it more, and it turns out less, meaning deficiencies accumulate in me, which are true, that I cannot fulfill the host, and I go down and down and down through all the five worlds to zero, and they shatter along the way, and so on. All of that with the hope to fulfill him. And every time, to renew the work, maybe to give something more to bestow, something more to fulfill him, to taste something more for him. It's for him. My flavors are his pleasure. And I try and there's nothing until after the shattering, at the very end, I begin to receive the ability to truly rise. Yes?
So according to the example of the restaurant, at the end you reach a state where you enter the restaurant and you can receive nothing. After I came back a few times, at the end you simply go there and receive nothing. And then what happens?
Right.
Is that it?
No, look, you have a desire to devour the entire restaurant. Your ability, zero. And now you have a state from which you can start developing, to start developing new vessels. That before it seemed to you that you did this yourself, as if it's spirituality, so it's still not like that exactly, but let's say. And now you feel that you are dependent on the light that reforms. As much as you'll be given to bestow, you'll bestow, so now your vessels will be truly in order to bestow.
The first time you go into the restaurant, this is on my own expense, I go there with my own kelim.
No, first you also got strength and ability from above, it's all from Insof, but you weren't aware of it. It's like a little child that's given everything and then he's told, stop, now you need to do it. You need to earn it. So he starts understanding what really happens. Beforehand, he didn't value it. And it was clear to him that it's his own. Yes?
The purpose of the purification of the masach is to try and bestow below the taboo. This is why the masach keeps purifying?
No, the masach is purified because even that same portion that he received, he sees that by that he does not reach the end of correction.
Because it doesn't go below the taboo, this is why.
He doesn't have strength for this, but even in the state that he's in, he got, let's say, 20%. The Or Mekif comes and says, well, what do you get from that? You have a circle and you got a thin, thin line. So, there's nothing. What will you do? Your action revealed to you to the extent you're not acting, you're not bestowing. Meaning your path was an error. It was wrong. It was mistaken.
And what was the mistake? I took more than I could process and bestow. That was the mistake.
No, the vessels weren't correct. How can you, in these vessels, bestow upon the Creator?
And then I tried to create a kli with a lesser level of aviyut.
No, I have no choice. When I now go back after these dakhut to pe of Rosh, then what's revealed to me are new vessels. That on the one hand, it's less than before. On the other hand, it's more than before. It's less than before. Less than before is in adhesion. More than before, it's in the intensity of bestowal. The Ab that bestows does it through Galgalta. and it's coarser. And if I bestow with all of my ability, but in conditions that are worse, then my bestowal to the Creator is greater. And when I do bestow and I receive these lights are more scrutinized. Meaning I now understand through which flavors and what exactly I'm causing the Creator. This proximity, this distance brings me more flavors, more... Well, it won't really help.
This is a result of the Ochozer, reflected light, right?
Right.
It's the same Aviyut within the Ochozer, Aviyut that we're talking about?
It's the same Aviyut that was now being added because the pure light left me and I'm only remained with the thick light, with the Or Av. So the same discernments that I had before that were fulfilled with lights that I bestowed upon the Creator, they won't be realized. I wanted to bestow, and I see that I don't bestow. The host says, what, you took a piece of bread and look what you have here. And therefore, my coarseness became greater, more scrutinized. And that's why, even if I receive in a way that is smaller, but it's more qualitative. But I take Galgalta, Ta'ab, and the light that I bestow upon the Creator is, instead of light of Nefesh in Galgalta, is already the light of Ruach. Because I draw it in Ab, below the Galgalta, meaning I have two vessels, Keter or Chochmah, and so on. Yes?
Last question. So in Adam 6, inner light, he says, and the reason is because the view that is revealed in the Ochozer, while it expands from above downward, how can Ochozer expand from above downward?
Its Aviyut is revealed. Again, in Galgalta there were two lights. Inner light, that this Or Pnimi includes Or Yashar, direct light, and Or Chozer, reflected light. The Masach is purified until Peh of Rosh. The Or Yashar is disappeared. There is returning light. When the returning light is without the Or Yashar, an Aviyut is added to it. Right? He feels himself as empty. I did in order to bestow, and now I didn't. I have a reshimo. It's like I made a mistake. I didn't succeed. This adds Aviyut. That's why in Ab the Aviyut is greater.
And the expansion from above downward is from the side of the Kli. The Kli feels that O Chozer, that it comes to it from above.
It meets from above in Peh of Rosh, again in the host, that tells him, I'm all for you, do it, receive, enjoy. And he does the calculation again. He does, how should he say? It makes this, it bridges, it makes this connection, this compromise. As much as he can, as much as he can't, and he calculates. And he receives in order to bestow under the current conditions. He can't say, I'm now not receiving anything, because he has the opportunity to receive even a little bit.
But this is Or Chozer, reflected light.
Or Chozer.
And this is the result of a bitush, Or Chozer is.
The Or Chozer of the Ab is a lot more than the Or Chozer of Galgalta. It is less in force and more in quality. That's how it works. From above down, all of this expansion brings us the new qualities, mainly. But it's on the account of the intensity of the masach.
Meaning the Or Chozer that comes from Golgotha experiences it as light that expands to it from above downward, although it is Or Chozer from below upward.
Of course, it's born entirely from Golgotha. There at the end.
The whole process from above downward, is it the recognition of evil?
Look, we're talking about the system. That's why you can say recognition of evil, but all in all, it's the system that was built. There isn't the internality there. There isn't a person there called the system of Adam. It's after all the expansion of the system, where it was created, and with a very special p'china that's revealed later on. But you could say this, that it's recognition of evil, that the created being doesn't have the ability to bestow upon the Creator of what, according to what the Creator wants to bestow upon him. The system is revealed that has all of the degrees of the relations between the Creator and the created being, between the will to receive and the will to bestow, between the vessel, the lights, and the masachim, the screens. But it's only a system. There isn't someone that's in the system that's actually used it. The person that was created was created as a result of that system in a way that when he connects to that system, he has all of the opportunities and possibilities to use it and to bring himself from zero or from a shattered state to, how should I put it? To rule Malchut of Ensof.
And that is the point of restriction we speak of that starts turning around into the direction of bestowal?
Yes, a person who begins after the shattering to rise in the ladder, it means that he passes the point of Tzimtzum, of restriction. Yes.
Can we read the first half of Inner Light, item 5, and explain it?
The first part of Or Pnimi.
Item 5 starts with the words, because the Or Chozer in the Rosh.
Because the Or Chozer in the Rosh is connected with the essence of Or Yashar, and it's Zach, as it is, without any change whatsoever. And even though it is Or Histalkut, which is Prinat Din, it is still not manifested, but only to the vessels of reception. However, in the Rosh, where there is no Itlapshut whatsoever, there aren't vessels there. In the Rosh, there is only intentions. It is not at all regarded as Din. Moreover, it is regarded as the very source of Rachamim, for it extends and connects the Eser Sfirot, the Or Yashar, and brings them from above downwards into the Kli. Well, thus it is connected to the essence of the Or Yashar, as there is nothing to tell them apart. To tell what apart? That the Or Chozer, returning light and direct light, when they expand from above downwards, they're equal. He's telling you, what's the difference between the Or Chozer that takes the direct light, puts it in the Kli, and what's the difference between them, that the Or Chozer needs to expel the Or Yashar from the Kli, and what happens when the Or Chozer, when the Or Yashar, when it's without Or Chozer. So the Or Chozer, the result is that the Or Chozer got this additional aviyut, and this additional coarseness is called a Kli. Before that, there wasn't a Kli. Two lights that clothe in one another isn't a Kli. When one light, in comparison to the other light, receive aviyut, in comparison to the first light, in comparison to the Creator, Or Yashar is the Creator. So when the Or Chozer, the reflected light, the will to bestow of the created being, when it feels to the extent that it does, it can't equalize with the bestowal of the Creator, that is called a deficiency. That is called a Kli. Is that clear? Otherwise, what is the difference between the creator and the created being? One wants to bestow and so does the other. But when they feel this gap that they're in, that's called a kli. Yes, Ariel.
Can I ask about something else, about translation?
Yes, it's the end of the lesson. Go ahead.
I asked you before, we translate the morning lesson programs like New Life, and I asked you which words...
By the way, where's Zoran? Was... I recommend to watch the last lesson of A New Life.
I asked you which words should we translate or not. You said concepts are not to be translated. So I wanted to know, how do you know what is a concept, notion that needs to be translated or not?
It's hard to say in one word, because Or Yashar, for example, is that a term or not? On the one hand. On the other hand, Keter Chochma Bina. Obviously, they need to remain with such names. Galgalta, Ab, and so on. In other words, if it's definitions that they're brought from the wisdom of Kabbalah only, then of course, then you leave them as they are, in Hebrew. If they're such that they have an analogy or a translation, let's say Or Yashar, direct light. Okay, I don't know, I would leave everything, because it brings all these imaginations, and it's better not to have that. Still, you can... What would you say? Hizdakhut. What would you say, that it gets rid of aviyut? Besides, we understand that Hebrew came to us from above. All of its words, all of its letters, they're all the expression of the attitude between vessels and lights. And that is why, when you say a word, then you can later on interpret this word, you can divide it into different parts and explain the inner meaning of that word. It's something that's more complex. I don't know, I would only translate words that are really between these definitions. Yes.
There are some things I heard you say once, like, which are like mantra, like Rav Pa'ali Mekabtze'el, Mocha, Atzamot, Basar, Gidin, and Or. There, Enod Milvado is also the same?
Yes, of course.
So every time you said Enod Milvado, I shouldn't translate it to the audience?
No, they need to know what it is already. It's like a mantra, like you're saying.
And what about New Life? Because there it's an audience which doesn't know those terms so much.
That's something else. Depends who you're translating for. If I'm speaking to someone foreign or new, then I talk to them in like a civilized, regular language. As it's custom between people, what, I'll start pouring on him the definitions? Of course not. But you're right. But there too, I don't really use words from the wisdom of Kabbalah. Maybe I do sometimes. And then Oren stops me and then he says, it's preferable to speak in a way that's clear for everyone. New Life are shows for the broad audience.
First of all, there are more translators. Perhaps they also have some questions. I hear when you say terms like Kli, Or, Masach, hashpa'a, such things.
All of that in Hebrew.
But in congresses, and when you give lessons in Russian, I hear you say, Akran, Svet, you do translate it.
It's again, I got used to talking in Russian to beginners. But really, our lessons, our daily lessons, no, I don't think you should. To our students, to students that are with us together, they need to know. They need to know. How do doctors use Latin or musicians use Italian? You have a lot of these things in every science, in every wisdom. You have a lot of such definitions which belong to the same science. There's nothing you can do about it. Yes, Chaim, are you going to say something?
Definitions like Keter Chokhmah Binah, that's clear.
Because they don't have any analogy in the translated language.
They have no analogy, and it's also something very, very specific. Words like Izdakhut, for example, we can say Izdakhut, Mizdakech, Zach, such things. For us, it's the same word. For someone else from overseas, there are three words that he needs to learn. For all these words that we speak of, which are not something very defined, you have all the different ways we use it in Hebrew. But if Hebrew is not your mother tongue, for each such word, you have five words which are similar that you need to study.
You're right. I'm putting my hands up. I don't know. Still, this term, hizdakhut. Yeah, we'll have to explain it.
This is why usually what we do is when we're talking about the word itself, let's say hizdakhut, so we write hizdakhut with Latin letters, but in Hebrew. And we also attach to it some translation, and then we use them both. This is one thing. Another thing, also during the morning lesson, we have parts which are meant for more inner parts or more external parts. So here too, there is a question to what extent we should translate. Obviously, in test, we should use more Hebrew, but the third hour, should it be so much Hebrew as well?
No, the last part of the lesson is for the broader audience, usually. And we speak not in the language of Kabbalah, but around. We're interested for everyone to hear this, even those that don't study Kabbalah, but are interested around it. That is why the translation should be a lot more freestyle. You feel this better than me. You work. You know the audience. I have nothing to say. But only the names themselves that are clear nouns. They need to stay. What are you going to translate Keter to crown?
Ken.
Yes.
The question is, let's say we teach preface in English. There are words, the word means something. Should we have the assumption that no one understands what tam, flavor is, and then you have to translate? Because when Bala Sulam says Malchut, I will reign, or Nekudot, points, which the concept carries some scent, some meaning that helps a person to emotionally connect to the term and say, well, you don't understand it anyway, so...
No, alongside with giving the name, you can add your explanation.
So I do need to translate it to his language to bring this term closer to him to some extent.
I think that those who know Hebrew, when he hears Nekudot, what does he know? But gradually, slowly, slowly, he begins to understand from the study that he builds in him this image. Guys, what can we do? We're leading the path. We're trying. I trust you guys. There isn't any wise as the experienced, and you're in this, so decide, see what to do. It's possible to have books that are more in this, less in that, different styles of translation. Succeed. After all, the Creator is holding your hand and doing what is needed. And by that,
moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
כיום בהיר העיניים נפקחות מעל ההיגיון ואתה הוא הראשון וגם האחרון הים סינה שמתגלה נחת עולתו נוריד ראשינו נתחבר כשהגל קרוב יש מגדלון נותן כיוון עוד לא קבע ומעל כל הפשעים כיסוי של אהבה מעורר את השחר מעורר את השחר בתפילה עבור החברים מעורר את השחר והאור יאיר בין השברים איך הרע שמתגלה יהפוך לטוב כל מקום בך מלא כשאתה קרוב כאיש אחד בלב אחד כאש הלהבה ומעל כל הפשעים שמחה של אהבה מעורר את השחר מעורר את השחר Shachar